Welcome back to the Reading and Writing Podcast. My guest today is Al Woodworth, books editor at Amazon.com. She's here to talk about Amazon's new list of the best books of 2021. Al, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you so much for having me, Jeff.
Sure. Well, if someone hasn't yet heard about the Amazon list of top 20 books of 2021 yet, can you quickly tell us the selection for the top five books on the list?
Sure, absolutely. So this is our list of the best books of 2021. We read for the best books of the month, and then at the end of the year around this time, we pick the best books of the year. And so this year, our number one pick is The Lincoln Highway by Amor Towles. Second book on our list is Crying in H Mart by Michelle Zauner, which is a memoir. The third book, which is our mystery and thriller pick for our list, is The Plot by Jean Hotz Corlitz. Number four is How the Word is Passed, A Reckoning with the History of Slavery Across America by Clinton. And then number five is Kristen Hannah's latest novel, The Four Winds.
That's great. Well, out of the books on the list, which ones do you think will be the most gifted for the holidays this year?
Out of those five?
Or out of all the top 20.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I think all of these are fantastic gift picks. The ones for me that I can tell you that I will be giving everybody to on my list are The Lincoln Highway by Amor Towles. It's just this wonderful novel about these four teenage boys who go out trip of a lifetime together, and they just keep getting into trouble. It takes place in the 50s. And there's just this sense of optimism and nostalgia and this independence. They're off on an adventure of a lifetime. And so there's just so much entertainment in this book that I think will resonate with so many different kinds of readers. The other one that I'm going to be giving everybody my list is our number six book called Empire of Pain, The Secret History of the Sackler Dynasty by Patrick Radenkeith. And this is the mesmerizing history of three generations of the Sackler family, the founders and creators of OxyContin. And it's a shocking and edifying true story of ambition, power, deception, and greed that just reads like fiction. So those are the two books that I feel like for broad readers, like a broad audience, those are the books that I would give to any, I would feel very comfortable giving to anybody, even just walking down a stranger down the street.
Sure. So what was the methodology for coming up with the list? I'm assuming it was human editors, as you said, as opposed to Amazon's selling algorithms.
Absolutely. This is all curated by our team of editors that are reading hundreds, if not thousands, of books over the course of the year. And so these are the books that have published that we've just loved. It has nothing to do with algorithms. It has nothing to do with sales. These are books that we've read cover to cover and think are fantastic and want to share with as many readers as possible. I think in terms of the list itself, you know, we try to have a little bit of something on there for everybody. So obviously there's sort of like broad range books that I was just describing, The Lincoln Highway and Empire of Pain. But if you're a sci-fi fanatic, the number nine book on our list is Project Hail Mary by Andy Weir, who wrote the mega bestseller, The Martian, which then turned into a movie. If you're sort of more of a history buff and want to look at America and our, you know, the founding of it and where we are today, Clint Smith's How the Word is Passed, is perfect for that kind of reader. And I could go on and on for all of those books. But what we're trying to really do is surface books that are great, compelling reads that you don't want to put down and that there's a little bit of something for everybody. So if you're looking to get books this holiday season, this top 10 list is a great place to start. But obviously our list is top 100 books of the year. And then we also have category picks, so the top 20 in categories like cookbooks and children's books and mystery and thriller or romance. So we're trying to have a little bit of something for everything, for everybody.
That's great. Were you surprised that Amor Towles' The Lincoln Highway was chosen as the best book of the year?
I was not. I was the I think I was the first person on our team to read it. And I think, you know, just 100 pages in, I knew it was really something special. And when I finished it, I called everybody on my team to say, I think this is it. I think this is the best. So it's not surprising in that sense from the read. Amor Towles, he wrote A Gentleman in Moscow and The Rules of Civility, both of which were...
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Sort of mega bestsellers. And so even getting an early copy of this book, sort of there, it was something. It was, you are going to be in for a treat. I will say that he did not disappoint. I think this is, it reads like a classic, as his others do, and it will be one of the best books that we continue to talk about for years and years.
Wow. I look forward to reading it. I haven't read it yet. So what do you think this list tells us about 2021 and what people are reading?
Yeah, it's a great question. I think it tells us a couple of things. I think it tells us that fiction reigned this year. There are so many wonderful stories. It tells me that people, you know, in this pandemic are looking for entertainment, are looking to be transported elsewhere. So many of these books, you know, take place. Many of these books take place in America. Many of them take place in the past, in, you know, the 1950s and the 1960s. The Four Winds by Kristen Hannah takes place in the Great Depression. So I think, you know, there's something to looking for fiction for escape. I think the broader story about all of this is that these are stories of whether fiction or nonfiction, but of identity, of really kind of like American values of life, liberty, of the pursuit of happiness. I think all of these books really look at what it means to be good. What does it mean to be American? What does our history tell us about our current state of the world? And I think that that's true for the novels as well as it is for the more obvious connector points, like How the Word Is Passed, right? Which is looking at our nation's monuments and plantations and landmarks, and looking to understand the impact of slavery on that institution and our country as it is now.
Well, where can people find this Amazon list of the best books of 2021?
Sure. So folks can go to amazon.com/bestbooks2021. And there they'll find our top 100 list, our top 20 list. And then the top 20 books in all of these different categories, as I mentioned before. So that is a really fun place to look and to find and discover fantastic books to read yourself or to get someone. And if you want to read more of our reviews and look at different interviews that we've done, folks can go to AmazonBookReview.com, which is where a lot of our sort of editorial voice can be met.
That's great. Well, what books are you currently reading?
So I am now reading books that are coming out in 2022, which is the perk of this job. So I can tell readers that there are amazing books that are coming out in the winter and the spring. Hanya Yanagara, who wrote A Little Life, has this sprawling novel that's coming out, I believe, in March that I just could put down. Takes place in three different time periods, and all of which revolve around a townhouse down in New York in Greenwich Village. And so there's a story that takes place in the 1800s and the 1960s and then in the future, and learn how all of these different characters connect and collide. And it's just a wonderful, wonderful book that I think many readers of literary fiction especially will be excited for because their last book was such a standout.
That's great. Well, what books are you most looking forward to in 2022 that maybe you haven't read yet or haven't had a chance to pre-read?
Oh, that's such a good question. There is a book called Memphis by Tara M. Stringfellow that is a debut, and it follows three Black women down in Memphis that are part of the same family and three generations of it that I just continue to hear wonderful, wonderful things about. The woman, Susan Cain, she wrote the nonfiction book Quiet, like 10 years ago, I want to say now, and it was all about introverts living in an extroverted world. That totally changed the way I thought about myself. And I just felt like it was something that it was a book that I wanted to hand to everybody that interacted with me to help them understand the way I process things. And she has a new one coming out that I'm super excited to read. Quiet was such a big bestseller, and one I think is coming out in April. I'm forgetting the title of it. But it's all about loss and moving on from that and what we can learn. And I think that'll be a really big book.
That's great. Well, again, we've been speaking with Al Woodworth, books editor at Amazon.com, about the best books of 2021. You can check out the books on the list now. And Al, thanks for doing this interview.
Thanks so much for having me, Jeff. It's been fun to chat
great.
With you.
Thanks a lot.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.